ladies and gentlemen, Rory Block.
Ain't no grave can hold my body down, my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down, my body down. When the fire, no trumpet sound, I'll be getting up. Walking around, ain't no grave can hold my body down, my body down. Lord, I heard of a beautiful city, said the streets are paved with gold, said I had no better heaven, Lord, but I've been told. I said the clouds are gonna break, gonna put my soul a place. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. My body down. When Jesus was on the cross, Lord, he made poor Mary moan. Said he looked down on his disciples, said, take my mother home. He needed pity, Lord, and his shame. They crucified the man. Ain't no grave can hold my body down, my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body. My body down. When the fire, no trumpet sound, I'll be getting up, walking around. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. My body down.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, if you live in dusty twilight, baby, that's okay. There are women at the bar to greet you every day. And you can take them back to lie with you and visit Jamie's room, but they can never take the pain away or brighten all the gloom. And if your hands are clenched in sorrow, may it help you ease your pain. And though the windows have a view of city rain, city rain. Well, if you walk in constant sorrow and you cry for me, and if you're hit with painful memories, maybe then that if you drown yourself in liquor because it keeps you company, then just remember who you're losing and be proud to set me free. Because you don't talk back, you don't disagree. Said it just makes you see so hazily, But in the morning light, your life is scattered with the wind. Scattered with the wind. Well, you know, they tell you on the telephone to let him go. I said, they tell you he's a sinking ship and he's trying to pull you down. Don't you know? But every time you call me up, say you want me back. You know, you break my heart. I said, you want me to come back home and try again. You want me to make a brand new start. Well, if wisdom says to let him go home, because you just don't know until you've tried to love a man who's loving whiskey. Loving whiskey. My baby left me for the bottle and the lure of the nightlife. Good times and crazy women and another glass of Tanqueray. When if wisdom says to let him go home, then you know it's hell because you just don't know until you've tried to love a man who's loving whiskey. Love and whiskey. Thank you very much. I like to do one every night for my mother as well. Her name was Eleanor Jean Keller. And her people came from England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, and basically the British Isles and that part of the world. And she loved the music from the British Isles, and she used to sing every night. And there was a legend that went through my family. There was a myth, perhaps. My mother had auditioned for the Weavers before we were born and was accepted and was going to be a professional singer. And nobody from the Weavers has yet called me up to say, no, that's not true. But thus far, we believed it, that Mom was one of the Weavers. But at the last minute, she thought that she would not do that. So when I sing with a little torch that I'm carrying for my mother as well. And I had a chance to tell her that while she was still alive, that my shows were for her as well. This one is The Water is Wide, and that she used to sing this one. I cannot cross her, neither have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two. Both shall roam.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Back in the 1960s in New York City, I had a bunch of friends that were fascinated by acoustic blues. We used to sit around and listen to old records and try to figure out what they were saying and what they were playing. One of those good friends was named Al Wilson, and he later went on to form a band by the name of this song. So he must have loved this song called Canned Heat. We also had a bunch of friends who actually went through the South knocking on doors and saying, "Excuse me, do you know Mississippi John Hurt? Do you know Son House? Have you heard of Skip James? Have you heard of Booker White?" And they found all these great blues masters and they brought them back through New York City. And there I was, 14 and 15 years old, and was in the right place at the right time to get inspired by sitting and playing music with Son House. And some of these same good folks were knocking on doors and saying, "Excuse me, do you have any old records?" And people would bring boxes of records out of the attic, things that were forever deleted from record company archives. That was the beauty of it. And they would bring them back and put them on reel-to-reel tapes. Remember reel-to-reel tapes? And I would listen to them. I'd listen to these long compilations, 2 hours worth of all sorts of wild stuff that they had found. Again, some of it was gone forever, and they brought it back by doing this, and others were possibly available masters from record companies, but much of it was not. And by doing this, they were reestablishing a priceless library of great old music. And a lot of what we have now is reassembled from those tapes and remastered, so it's not quite as crackly, let's just say. But this song stuck in my mind from those days when Al used to love it. It's Tommy Johnson.
Cranky, can't heat mama, Lord. Say this shoe, Lord, killing me. Cranky, my soul. This morning now, crying can't heat round my brain. Woke up this morning with a can't heat round my brain. Ooh, 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 Lord, I said I woke up this morning now, you know, can't heat round my brain. Crying low, Lord, I wonder will I ever back home, crying, Lord, Lord, I wonder will I ever get back home. Ooh, 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 Lord, Lord, I said, Lord, Lord, I wonder will I ever get back home. Crying, Mama, Mama, Mama said, can't heat all killing me. Somebody shake these candy blue. Ooh, yeah. Mama say, will I ever get back home? Crying, Lord, Lord, I wonder if ever get back home. Ooh, 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 Lord, I said, Lord, Lord, I wonder will I ever get back home.
Tommy Johnson.
This is live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Rory Block, recorded March 2nd, 2002.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. I'm Vanessa Kaukonen. Rory Block is just fabulous. Singer, songwriter, and a guitarist, she's one of the world's best interpreters of the styles of the legendary Mississippi Blues Masters. You guys sit back, listen. Gentlemen in the audience, check out Mama's Blues. This is something you need to learn. Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Block.
This is a song that I learned from Son House, called Preaching Blues. Lord, I'm gonna get me religion. Said I'm gonna join the Baptist church. Hey, hey. Lord, I said I'm gonna join the Baptist church. Gonna act like a preacher. Sure won't have to. Lord, I said I'm gonna preach these blues. Don't you know I want everybody to shout? Hey, Lord, hey, said I want everybody to shout. Gonna do like a prisoner. Gonna hold my time on. Said I went in my room. Wish I had, man. Heaven love my own. Hey, Lord, heaven love my own. Then I'd give all my men. Long, long, have me home. I love my baby. Just like I love myself. Thank you. Thank you very much. Trouble gonna come someday. Thank you. That's If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day by Robert Johnson. I'm gone. I saw a flash, my light steady. Oh, this horn won't even blow. I saw a flash, my light steady. Oh, this horn won't even blow. Got a shot in this connection. Hey, baby, way down. Check your oil. I'm gonna hoist my hood down. Oh, I'm about to check your oil. Got a man that I'm loving way down in Arkansas. I say the cold ain't even bugging. Generator won't get the spark. Oil's in a bad condition. the battery charge and find please, don't do me wrong. I've been driving my tailplane for you since I've been gone. Mr. Highwayman, oh, please don't block my road. Mr. Highwayman, oh, please don't block the road. She ran a call 100, and I'm booked and I got to go. Gonna get deep down in this connection. Oh, keep on tangling with your wife. Gonna get deep down in this connection. Oh, keep on tangling with your wife. When you mesh down, I'm a little starter. There's a spark from a guilty fire. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. This is a song about a true story about a tragedy that happened now quite a few years ago, but of course it never loses any relevance. I hardly even have to say the title. This version is by a husband and wife team, William and Versie Smith. On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, graveyard day, begin to reel and rock. Children screaming and crying, Lord, guess I'm gonna die. Said when the great ship went down, said when that great ship went down, husbands and wives, children lost their lives. Head when the great ship went down. People on that ship, long way from home. I said the friends all around, they knew that time had come. But death come riding by, 1500 had to die. Head when the great ship went down. Head when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, children lost their lives. Head when the great ship went down. When the ship left England, making for the shore, I said the rich and the poor would not rise that boat. I said to put that boat below the Lord, first she had to go. Head when the great ship went down. Head when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, children lost their lives. Head when the great ship went down. When they built that ship, folks said it was true. I said that they would build a ship, Lord, that the water can't come through. But death come riding by, 1500 had to die. Said when the great ship went down. Said when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, children lost their lives. Head when the great ship went down. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful old song. It's on my CD that I call Confessions of a Blues Singer. It's an old Furry Lewis song. It's got millions of verses. And I cut the song about in half in length when I recorded it because I, you know, it just was too long, I thought, to put on the record. And then when I do it live, I probably cut it in half again because I just can't remember. So, Casey Jones. Thank you. Donna woke up this morning about 4 o'clock. Mr. Casey told the fireman, get the boiler hot. Now put on your water, put on your coat, put your head out the window, see the drivers roll, see the drivers roll. Now put your head out the window, see the drivers roll. Donna, some people said Mr. Casey couldn't run. Let me tell you what Mr. Casey done, Lord. He left Memphis, was a quarter to nine. Got newborn news, it was dinner time, Lord, it was dinner time. Got a newborn news, it was dinner time. Sent a soul with gin, sold it straight. The police run to my baby's gate. Round to my door, he nodded his head. Baby went to the folding bed, to the folding bed. Lord, he made me went to the folding bed. I said there was a woman named Miss Alice Fry. Said I'ma ride with Mr. Casey before I die. Ain't good looking, but I take my time. I'm a rambling woman, got a rambling mind, got a rambling mind. Now I'm a rambling woman, got a rambling mind. Mrs. Casey said she dreamt a dream the night she bought a sewing machine. Needle got broke on it, she could not sew, but she loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. Lord, she told me so. Now she loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. Now this morning I heard someone was dying. Mrs. Casey standing on the doorstep crying. Mama, mama can't keep from crying. But Papa got killed on the serving line, on the serving line. Now my Papa got killed on the serving line. I say to Mama, Mama, how can it be? The pill go Papa in the first degree. Children, children, won't you hold your breath? Don't you draw no attention to your father's death, to your father's death. Now don't you draw no attention to your father's death. Thought it was Tuesday morning, it looked like rain. Round a curve come a passenger train. Say a prayer for Casey John. He's a good old engineer, but he's dead and gone. Lord, he's dead and gone. Now he's a good old engineer, but he's dead and gone. Man, who's got a heart of stone?
said, I don't need no man who's got a heart of stone. Naughty, naughty, you're mean, mean daddy. You drove me from a happy home.
Tell the story about a man named Ron that I used to travel and record records with. He was an engineer. And after about 10 years, one day, he just totally shocked me. Out of the blue, he said, don't take this personally because I love you very much, but I'm leaving. And my mouth fell open. I said, yeah, when are you coming back? And he said, oh, you know, maybe in a few weeks. I just need a little space. And I had this terrible feeling of finality. I really had a terrible feeling, like a forever, like a brick wall coming down. And so he went off, I went into shock. We stayed in touch, we managed to evolve into friends, you know, time passed, we talked on the phone. Year went by and we decided that we had a legacy of making records together, so we got together to make another record. And of course I had written some angry songs. And he had to record them. No, in truth, this was mostly a loving song with a little bit of anger mixed in, because one of the things that I should explain, there's a verse in here, one of the things that pissed me off is that when he left, he had a New Age explanation. So, and I just felt like, take your books, take your New Age explanation, you know, that. So there's a little reference to that, but it could be confusing if I don't say that, because it sounds like, well, another thing that was very, very odd, well, I'll get to that in a moment, but he took off. We made this record then after a year passed by, and he made it sound beautiful. And if you think about that, he could have just tweaked the dials just a little bit to one side or the other. But no, he did say it was hard for him to hear certain songs. He did say that. And this song is called Like a Shotgun, which meant the words, don't take this personally, but I'm leaving, really was like being shot. I really physically felt like there was a bullet hit me when he said that. I could feel this force, so I wrote the words like a shotgun. So he recorded it, like I said, and he just simply said that it was hard to listen to, but it wasn't that angry a song. It was more love than it was anger. Then another year, that album won an award, which was a very nice seal of approval. It won, I think, Adult Contemporary Album of the Year. Then, a year later, we decided we would make another record together, which we did. And that was the blues record that won an award. That was, perhaps it was When a Woman Gets the Blues. Then you could see that he had come down with something. Had a little lump the first time I saw him after a year. It was like a walnut. And the second time I saw him a year later, it was like a mango. And his skin was gray, and he looked very ill this time. And everybody was saying, well, why didn't you have it looked at? And he had no real answer. So a couple weeks after the recording session was over, someone called and said, Ron is in the hospital. So no surprise, although still very sad, I sat with him every day for 2 weeks while he was there. And he was totally beautiful. I'm telling you, his eyes were just bluer than blue, and he just was totally honest, and he kept saying, please forgive me, I did the wrong thing. Please forgive me, I know I hurt you. The grass wasn't any greener. We could have worked it out. My new girlfriend gets much angrier at me than you ever did. I'm telling you, he just said the most beautiful things. I just called him Buddha, you know. He was the Buddha. And I said, will you forgive me as well? I said, because in retrospect, I'm absolutely 50% of whatever went wrong, so. There was tremendous forgiveness, tremendous togetherness. He would say, don't leave, when I wanted to go out for a cup of coffee. He said, I'm afraid, don't go. So I just stayed and stayed, and they opened a chair for me next to his bed at night. And so for the 2 weeks I was there, then I drove him to his parents' house for him to recover, and probably about 2 or 3 months later he died. So when I listen to this song now, it sounds like I knew that he was gonna die. There's a whole other story that I'll spare you behind that, but it has nothing to do with his illness. So it's sort of an uncanny thing, as if I knew, but of course I had no way of knowing. It's called Like a Shotgun. Oh yeah. Cobbled streets of London, stone churches reaching high. You were standing in a doorway beneath a gray and moody sky. You were staring out to nowhere. Your face was drawn and thin, it must have been November. You were leaning in the wind, watching families with babies, lovely ladies catch your eye, and the children with their colored hats, and the tourists strolling by. Saw your face in Paris on a dark and smoky night, smoldering like a man obsessed. Fear was in your eyes. On a bloody day in Amsterdam, I heard a silent cry. Your face was white and ashy. Thought I would die as I held your hand so tightly. I felt the closing of the door. In your eyes I saw that you were gone. A mask and nothing more. You said you had no sorrow. You said you felt no pain. I could see that you were leaving. I could tell that you were gone. You were gone, gone. Like a bat out of hell. With your books and your new age jargon. Restaurant in Brussels, we were waiting for a train with the glaring yellow lights above, cheese on dry bread again. In the square the birds were sleeping, then the music began to play and all the lights came streaming on. Night was turned to day. I was walking past a castle in a green and ancient land. I could see you in the distance with a camera in your hand. You spoke to me just briefly. You were telling me goodbye. Get over it, get over it. You were angry when I cried. Like a ghost sent from Hades, I heard the funeral bell. Your voice was like a shotgun. Words struck me and I fell. Talking like a cowboy. You were telling me goodbye. You said you might come back someday. Knew it was a lie. You even said you loved me. Not to take it personally. As all the years went up in smoke, cause you needed to be free. And you were gone. You were doing it your own way. You were moving on to greener fields. You just turned and walked away. Baby, don't look back. Oh, oh. Hey, yeah. Hey.
This is live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Rory Block, recorded March 2nd, 2002.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Block.
Everybody throws it down. Looking for my good friend, I can be found. Come on, bring my guitar. Babe, it's gonna be raining outdoors. To hear the wind. Come on, in my kitchen. Babe, it's gonna be raining outdoors. Coming on slow, can't make it through the winter, baby. Lord, it drive on so. You better come on, bring my guitar. Babe, it's gonna be raining outdoors.
Thank you very much. Thank you. song I wrote about a house, about some dreams, recurring dreams, from my friend Wendy, who died of breast cancer. And I call it Silver Wings. Oh, Lordy. Oh, 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 yeah. In a very different time, and I saw one from above as I circled in a cloud, and I was flying in a cloud, and I had white porches, small window, it had a wild front yard, it had a wild front yard, and I was I didn't want to fall down. I was flying, trying not to fall down too far, but my faith can pull me up on silver, oh Lord. I heard a voice, and it was Wendy saying, she said a soul wants to be born. When I was nursing a baby, he was my own little child, oh baby now. Then he looked at me so wild, and he had laughter in his eye, but I was crying, I didn't want to fall down. I was crying, trying not to fall down too far, but my faith can pull me up on silver. She was wise and patient. She had raven black hair, and her eyes were morning blue. You know she always spoke the truth, and she rode white horses that she raised on a farm. And many birds were singing, there were birds everywhere, and she was faith could pull her up on silver, oh, silver. And I was flying, I didn't want to fall down. I was flying, trying not to fall down too far, but my faith can pull me up on silver. By Blind Willie McTell. Wake up, Daddy, now. Turn your lamp down low. Lord, wake up, Daddy, now. Turn your lamp down low. I said you got a nerve to drive a good woman from your door. Mama died, left me reckless. Papa died, left me wild. Wow, wow, wow. Mama died, left me reckless. Papa died, left me wild. I said I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet man's angel child. He's a mighty mean man to treat me this way. Lord, he's a mighty mean man to treat me this way. Said when I leave your town, sweet daddy gonna wait to stay. Mama's got 'em, papa's got 'em, sister got 'em, oh, got 'em Lord, I woke up this morning, said I held them states burned. Reaching the corner, daddy, hand me my traveling shoes. I said, you know about that, I got them states burned. Mama's got 'em, Papa's got 'em, sister got 'em, I got 'em, Lord. I woke up this morning, said I had them Statesboro blues. Reaching the corner, daddy, hand me my traveling shoe. I said, you know about that, I got them Statesboro blues. I said, Big Eight left Savannah, Lord, don't stop now. Smokestack shining, bound for Louisiana, don't go on up the country. Daddy, don't you wanna go? I may take you and I may take one or two more. I said I'm going up through the animal, come down here no more. Thank you to Yorma and Vanessa.
Live from Yorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch is a co-production of the Fur Peace Ranch and WOUB Public Media. The concert producer is Vanessa Kaukonen. The radio series producer is Rusty Smith. Audio engineers Rusty Smith and Adam Rich.